the late shift with sprinkles. I live for the feeling of a city settling down for the night. On Brookhurst Street in Huntington Beach, there's a frozen yogurt shop which stays open until midnight. Not many businesses in Huntington Beach stay open that late, I can tell you from personal experience. Businesses that are open late are important to me because I have the habit of being up late and restless, and I don't want to resolve my restlessness with alcohol if I can help it. I'm not above alcohol, I'm just cheap. My friend Nikki is a makeup artist, and we've worked together on a number of creative projects, and the other night as we were scheming and aspiring, we went out and found ourselves at this yogurt place. The loudest thing besides us was the hum of the dispensers and the muffled traffic through the windows, and the employee on duty had the dazed countenance universal to anyone in customer service in the last hour of their shift. We filled our cups with sweet stuff, and it gave fresh fuel to a conversation that had already gone on for hours about stories we want to tell and places we want to see. In truth, this conversation between us has lasted for years, just with long gaps in between when we live the rest of our lives. Creativity and temptation have a deep relationship. Put people like the two of us together, and we're tempted to one foolish adventure after another, or, like that night, we're merely tempted by dessert. The philosopher Rousseau once wrote a furious broadside against actors. He said, quote, "The state of the actor is a state of license and bad morals, that the men are given to disorder, that the women lead a scandalous life, always burdened with debt and always spending money by the handful," end quote. Some things never change, and I think Rousseau's description could apply to most people in the creative fields. Goodness knows I've spent most of my adult life in some level of foolish or unnecessary debt, even when I wasn't acting. And if those words still describe artists over a century since Rousseau quilled them, it makes me wonder whether there's something inevitable about it all. I love cities. The density and diversity, the culture and the cafes. I love how they can forge history and character from all the accumulated lives that stream through them. And yet I can be anxious in crowds, and too much light and noise can make me scurry for a sheltering corner. I do some of my best thinking in cities after hours, when people like Nikki and I can walk and talk, feed our sweet tooth, think audacious thoughts. There are others awake and about, the cleaners, the scavengers, the lost, but most of the city is dreaming. And maybe that's what we're doing when we commune over late-night froyo, or break curfew in a park for the best view of the city lights. Maybe that's our role in the ecosystem, the circle of city life. We're here to catch all those dreams out of the air so they don't go to waste. A poor job, but somebody's got to do it.